The governor's report on the cheating exposed bold and blatant methods to alter test answers, even to the point where answer sheets were taken out of the schools so incorrect answers could be changed to correct ones. According to the report, there was even a cheating party. Now that's nearly impossible, says APS spokesperson Keith Bromery.
The testing materials are stored in sealed envelopes with security strips that make it very obvious if the envelopes are tampered with or opened by unauthorized persons.
In between the time the CRCT is given and when the answers need to be shipped out, Bromery says the testing materials are safeguarded like money in a bank.
They include secure locked safe rooms in every school where testing materials are stored. Only the principals and the test coordinators have keys to these rooms.
Bromery says the testing protocols were tightened and implemented immediately after the cheating scandal. There's also practices in place for the educators. Some teachers will rotate to other classrooms and monitor the exam. He says there's even pre-training for those monitoring the test.
And all of our personnel involved with testing, the administration of the test, or in monitoring the administration of the test undergo required annual training.
The state is also assigning test monitors on a random basis to some schools. And if anyone suspects unethical behavior, APS still has the anonymous tip line. Roscott, WABE News.